It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 24th.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Today's word is quash, spelled Q-U-A-S-H. Quash is a verb that means to nullify, especially by judicial action. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Richmond Times-Dispatch by Mark Robinson. In Chesterfield County, a tenant had to request an emergency hearing when the landlord refused to call off a scheduled eviction after receiving a signed declaration. A judge quashed the eviction. There are two quash verbs in the English language, and although their meanings are similar, they have entirely different origins. Both essentially mean to get rid of something. You can quash a rumor, for example, or you can quash a judicial order. The legal term quash, meaning to nullify, comes from the Anglo-French words casser or casser, spelled with a C or a Q-U, meaning to annul, and is ultimately from the Latin word casus, meaning to void. The other quash means to suppress or extinguish summarily and completely. It derives from the Middle English word quashen, meaning to smash, and is ultimately from a form of the Latin verb quatere, meaning to shake. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.